Today's shir is a Masechtas Brachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We will begin approximately five lines from the top of the Amud with the words, or four lines from the top of the Amud, Imhaya Arba Chayzer, with the words Imhaya Arba Chayzer. Okay, so now the Gemara has been discussing, we talked about it in the end of the last year, the Gemara has been discussing someone who comes to a Beis HaKnesses, he sees Kohanim being Nosa Kepeyim. The Gemara has been discussing what psukim should a Yisrael say when he sees Kohanim being Mevarach the Am. And the Gemara continues, Imhaya Arba, if there are four. What does it mean there are four? If, let's say, this is a day that the Kohanim are Noisei Kapehen four times, they Duchen four times in that day. What's an example of such a day? So the Pnei Moshe speaks out. This is talking about, for example, on a Tainus by the Ma'amodus, and on Yom Kippur, like he says, there's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Tainus, in the beginning of the fourth parak, which talks about certain days of the year where you duchen four times. So, the question is like this. The question is, how should a Yisrael say psukim? How should he be noyug in terms of saying these psukim in front of the Kehanim? We had said that, let's say, the Yisrael found the Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses during Shacharis, and then by Musaf, he says different psukim by both of these tefillas. So what about the third and the fourth tefillah? How should he be noyig? So the Gemara says, Imhaya Arba, if there are four times, if they're duchened four times, Chazer, you should go around, you should continue to go around in a chalila, in a circle, with these psukim, meaning that Tilisiyasa, by the third time the Kohanim duchen, Bikad Maisa, what you should do is you should read like the same way you read the first time. With the same psukim you read the first time around, you should read it on the third time. Uviriviyasa, and on the fourth time that the Kohanim Duchen, Bitinviyasa, in the same way that you read on the second time, that's how you should read it on the fourth time. So basically, you have a set of psukim that you read the first and the third time, and a different set of psukim that you read the third and the fourth time. Continues the Gemara. Amr of Chatzna, Rabbi Chatzna said, Me Ayelas HaShachar, from the time of Ayelas HaShachar, Ad Shiyar HaMizrach, until the time that the Mizrach, the eastern sky, has lit up. So what exactly is Ayelas HaShachar? The Pnei Moshe says, it's Ke'en Shnei Amudim, it's like two pillars, Hanirin B'Mizrach, which appear in the eastern sky. So from the time that these two pillars appear, Rabbi Chasna says, until the time that the Mizrach has lit up, a person, Adam Mahalach Arbas Milan, a person can walk 4 mil. That's the amount of time that it takes for, from the time these two pillars are seen in the sky until the entire eastern sky is lit up. The amount of time it takes a person to walk 4 mil. Mishiyar HaMizrach, from the time of when the eastern sky has been lit up, at Shatanat Zacham, until you have Nates, which is when the sun is revealed, Arba Mil, this is another 4 mil. Uminayin Mishiyar HaMizrach at Shatanat Zacham, Arbas Mil, how do I know that from the time that the eastern sky has lit up until Nates Zacham, you have 4 mil? Tiksiv, it says in the Pasuk. Ukamai HaShachar Olo V'Gaymer. It says, Kumal HaShachar Allah, which the Gemara understands this is referring to Heir HaMizrach. This is referring to when the eastern sky has lit up. Uksiv, it says in another pasuk, HaShemesh Yatzah Al Aretz V'Loit Bat Zayira. The Shemesh has gone out Al Aretz on the ground, is shining on the ground, meaning that it's Netzachamo, and light came to the city of Tzair. So the Gemara says, Umin Stim L'Tzair, from Stim until Tzair is Arbas Mil. From Stim, from the city of Stim until the city of Tzair, there are 4 mil. Frakli Gemara, Um Stim Litzair Arbas Mil, you're telling me from Stim until Tzair is only 4 mil? Yerser Havyan, it's more than 4 mil. So the Gemara is asking a question right now, meaning the raya of the Gemara was that you see from the fact that it says that you have Hera Mizrach until light came to the Tzair, that's 4 mil. The Gemara is assuming that's 4 mil. And you see, it's the when he left, it said that It was Allah Shachar. It was Allah Shachar. It was Yor HaMizrach. It was the time of Yor HaMizrach. And when it came to the city of Tyre, it was Netzach Hamah. So you see that from Yor HaMizrach until Netzach Hamah is 4 mil. So in fact, the Gemara means Stoim Letzayr Arbis Mil Yosar Havin. It's Lechayr more than that. So the Gemara has that as Akasha. The Pnei Moshe over here says an interesting raya that the Gemara originally had that from the city of Stoim until Tzayr is 4 mil. And he says it's Meduk in the Pesukim like this because in Perek Yutes in Bereishis, Pasuk Chof Gimel, the Pasuk says Hashem is Yotza al Aretz v'loit bat Tzayr. So there are four words from Hashemesh Yotza al Aretz until the words V'loit bat Tzayr. There are the four words Hashemesh Yotza al Haaretz. There are four words being meramis to the 4 mil which Lot had to walk. Now the Gemara is metaritz. The Gemara says Amrev Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says Hamaloch Hayim Mekader Lefneim Haderech. He says that he was Mekatzer the Derech, the Malach that was helping Lot escape from the city of Stoim was being Mekatzer in front of them the Derech in order that they should come to the city of Tzair at the time of Netzach Hamah. So he brought them the shear of a Mahalach of Dal and Mil. But really, the Emes says Enechanami, it does take longer to walk from Stoim to Tzair. From the city of Stoim to the city of Tzair, it does take longer. It's a longer distance than 4 mil, but the reason it took Lot only 4 mil was because the Malach was Makatza the Derech. Again, the Pnei Moshe speaks out that we know it was 4 mil because of this Diak in the Psukim that there are only four words from Hashem Yatza al Aretz until V'leit Bat Tzair. Then now the Gemara continues. How do I know from Alos HaShachar Ad Sheyor HaMizrach until Yor HaMizrach Arbas Mil that's also only 4 mil? Kimai, so the Gemara says, the Pasuk should have said Kimai. Now, what's the Pasuk say instead? It says Ukimai. It says Ukimai HaShachar Ola. Over there by those, like the Gemara brought, Ukimai HaShachar Ola, it was like the Shachar was Allah, which the Pnei Moshe said before was Har HaMizrach. So it's saying that from the Vav we see that there is another thing which is similar to this shear. So basically we're saying that just like the shear of the 4 mil from Har HaMizrach until Nates, there is another shear which is similar to this, which we understand is from Amar HaShachar until Har HaMizrach. And the Gemara says Ukimai Mila. It says Kimai. It should have said Kimai. Instead, it says Ukimai Mila Medamya Lechaverta. So we say that this is going to be Daima. There's another thing which is Daima to his friend, and we learn out. We learn out from Alois HaShachar until Har HaMizrach from Har HaMizrach until Nates, as explained. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosi Bei Rebbe Bun Hada Ayalta De Shachra. This Alois HaShachar Man De Amar Kuchvasa Hi, the one who says that it is a star. Ta'aya is making a toast. The one who explains that this Ayala HaShachar is a star is making a mistake because we see that this star that they call the Kaichav HaShachar, the morning star, sometimes it's Makdim, Zimnin Dihi Makadma, sometimes it's Makdim, and it comes up early, and sometimes it's Zimnin Dihi Ma'achar, and sometimes it comes up late. So we cannot say that this Ayala HaShachar, this morning light is referring to this alois is referring to a star because the star comes early and sometimes comes early, sometimes comes late, so it's not predictable. It's rather referring to the sun. My kadon, In other words, what is this that they call a Yesel Shachar? Kemenshrei dekurnin, it's like two dekurnin, two amudim, or like two amudim or horns of dinar of light. The salkin min mandich madincha umenaharin, which split, right? There are these two horns that split in both directions in the Mizrach. And it looks like amudim, which look like amudim meirin. The Pnei Moshe says it looks like pillars which are lit. So these two antennas, almost so to speak, of light that come out from the mizrach. That is the what we refer to when we say alois hashachar. So it's the salkan min madincha. They come out from the mizrach. Umanarin, and they give off light. The Gemara says, Dilma Rabbi Chia Rava Rav Shimon ben Chalafta have a mahalchen bahada bikas arvel bikaritzta v'ro al yasa shachar shavka ayra. There was a maisa with Rav Chia Rabba as well as Rav Shimon ben Chalafta that they were going in this bika of Aravel, Bikaritzta, when it was early, it was Bahashkama, before Heira Mizrach, and they saw that Yalas HaShachar Shebaka Aira, they saw this Yalas HaShachar as it was rising. In other words, they saw sunrise, and there was an observation they made. Amar Rav Chia Rabba, so Rav Chia Rabba turns to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. He turns to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, and he says the words Bei Ribi, which throughout Shas this means Adam Gadol. It's a title for someone who is a Gadol Adar. And he said. Rav Chia Rabba said to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, he said, "Kach hi geulasin shel Yisrael." This is like the geula of Klal Yisrael, meaning I see there's a similarity between the geula of Klal Yisrael and the rising of the sun. Bitchila kima kima. Originally, it starts off very slowly, bit by bit. Kol mashi ha'ilechas hi Rabba v'ha'ilechas. But as it goes, as the sun continues to rise, it gets greater and greater. The light seems to it builds one on top of another, one stage on top of another stage. It gets lighter and lighter, quicker and quicker, until finally the sun is in full view. My timer. What's the reason? Ki eshev b'chayshach Hashem arli. Meaning the galus is like chayshach, the geula is like ar, and just like the ar of shachar comes ma'at ma'at, and it's heilich and misrabe, it continues and goes and becomes larger, so too the geula of Klal Yisrael, which is daima ta'ar, will similarly have this attribute, this quality. And so my time, when we say what's the reason in the Yerushalmi, it's not like my time, it doesn't mean like what's the explanation of these previous mentioned words, but rather my time, like what's the makar, my kra almost. What's the pasuk that substantiates this idea? The Gemara brings this pasuk in Micha. And the Gemara says, so too it was in the days of Mordechai and Esther, that also we experienced geula from chayshach to ar, and it had this quality. Kach betchila, so too, originally it was in Mordechai Yosheb b'Shar HaMelech. Originally, Mordechai was sitting by the palace gates. V'achar kach, and after it says, V'ayikach Haman, es ha'luvosh v'es ha'sus, V'achar kach, v'yoshev Mordechai el Shar HaMelech. V'achar kach, Mordechai yotzok m'lufnei HaMelech b'luvosh Malchus. V'achar kach, l'yehudim ha'isari v'simcha. So the Gemara is trying to say that you see there was a gradual building. At first, the Klal Yisrael was very nervous, but slowly but surely, things wound up in Klal Yisrael's favor, and finally, a full Geula took place. The Gemara continues and says, "V'asya d'Revchia k'Rev Yuda." This that Rev Chia said goes like Rev Yuda. The Tani b'Shem Rev Yuda. It says in the name of Rev Yuda. Presumably, Rev Yuda is the same as Rev Yehuda. Oivav shel Rekia mahalach chamishim shana. The thickness of the Rekia is a distance of walking 50 years. Adam Benini, a regular average person, mahalach arba'im mil b'yayim, can walk 40 mil in a day. Acha chama neiseris b'rekia, until the amount of time it takes for the sun to noseris, to cut through the Rekia. So, acha hachama neseris berkia. The amount of time it takes for the sun to cut through the Rekia, which the Pnei Moshe speaks out, is from Heira Mizrach until Netzach Hamo. Mahalach Hamishim Shana is the amount of time it takes to walk 50, is the amount of time it takes to walk 50 years. Adam Mahalach Arbaos Mil, and a person can walk 4 mil in the amount, that amount of time. Nimsas Aymer Sha'ivashal Rekia Echad Me'asara B'yayim. It comes out that the thickness of the Rekia is 1/10 of the day. So basically, the Cheshbon is like this. The Cheshbon is that we know, we've said previously that a person can walk, a person can walk 4 mil from Mishiyara Mizrach Ad Shatanes Hachama. The Gemara is saying that this man da Amar, Rev Yehuda, holds like that Shita as well. Because he says that the thickness of the Rekia is a Mahalach of Chamishim Shana. The thickness of the Rekia is a Mahalach of Chamishim Shana. That's the amount of time it takes the sun to rise from Yar HaMizrach until Netzach Hamo. And we know that, this is the Gemara that really doesn't speak out, but the Mefarshim speak this out, that from Mizrach to Ma'ariv is a span of 500 years. So, if one would, a 50 out of 500 is 1/10. It's 1/10 of 500. So it means that 1/10 of the day is Mishiyar HaMizrach Ad Shatanetz HaChamo. Now, an Adam Beinoni, the Gemara said, could walk 40 mil in one day. An Adam Beinoni could walk 40 mil in one day. So it comes out in Cheshbon. It comes out in Cheshbon that it should be that 1/10 of that 40 that a person could walk is only 4. So that's exactly the number we've been dealing with up until now. It comes out that a person can walk 4 mil from Mishahar HaMizrach Ad Shatanetz HaChamo. So just to summarize again one more time, 1/10 of a full day for the sun, a full day for the sun is a mahalach of 500 years. 1/10 of that is 50 years. For a person, a full day is 40 mil. So therefore, 1/10 of that is 4 mil. So this mandamer also holds that a person can be mahalach arbaas mil from Mishiyara Mizrach until Netzach Hamo. Now the Gemara continues. Nimsazar Mishar Vishal Rekia Echod Me'asar B'yayim. It comes out the, like we've been said, the Oivav of Rekia, the thickness of the Rekia is, meaning Mishiyara Mizrach until Netzach Hamo is 1/10 of the day. U'keshem Shar Vishal Rekia, and just like the thickness of the Rekia, is a Mahalach Chamishim Shana, is the a Mahalach of 50 years. Kach Oivav Shal Ar Eret, so too, the thickness of the earth, V'Oivav Shal Tahayim, as well as the thickness of the depths, Mahalach Chamishim Shana is a Mahalach of 50 years. Umatam, where do we have a pasuk that substantiates this idea? Because it says, Hayoshev Al Chog Ha'aretz, Uksiv V'Chayg Shemayim Is Haloch, Uksiv B'Chayko Chayg Al Penei Tahayim. And the Gemara Darshan's Chayg Chayg Gzeir Shavu. we learn out chayg, but it says by aretz and by tahayim, from the chayg, which it says by shemayim. Just to explain this drasha a little bit, the word chug, which the Gemara is darshaning, means circumference. So the Gemara is saying that the circumference, hayoshev al chug ha'aretz, the one who sits, meaning the Rabbanu Shalom, who sits on the circumference of the aretz, uksiv, v'chug shemayim yishaloch, v'chayko chug al penei tahayim, the Gemara is understanding that its circumference, it's circular, that measurement is equal by all of these things. So the Gemara says, chug chug l'gzer shavu, again, that circumference is a gzer shavu. Tani, etz chayim mahalich chamesh meyo shana. The etz chayim, meaning once we've been dealing with the Ivar Rekio, so we bring other things to talk about their length, their width. We say the etz chayim was a mahalich of the presumably either the length of either the height of it or the length of it, the width of it. Mahalach is it's the amount of time it takes the person to walk, chamesh me'ashana, 500 years. Amr Rav Yehuda bei Rav Eloi, Rav Yehuda said in the base magistrate of Rav Eloi, lai saif davar gufai el afilu karsai, lai saif davar, now the word over here is not gufo, it's naifai, el afilu kurasai. So he says, over here, this is, the Gemara is now discussing what exactly, when we talk about the Etz HaChaim being 500 years, what exactly are we referring to? The Gemara is now about to actually get into that point exactly. The Gemara says, don't say that it means walking around the tree and underneath the knife, that's what we're making a cheshbon about. Because then it comes out that the thickness of the eitz is only a third of that, because we know with pi that the circumference is going to be a third, is going to be three times the size of the thickness of the tree. So don't say it means the circumference, ela afilu karsa v'chol pilug, but it means ela afilu karsa, but rather it means that even the thickness of the tree was actually a mahalach of, meaning the diameter of the tree, was a mahalach of 500 years. And the Gemara continues and says, V'chol pilug mei Bereshis, and all the brooks of the waters of Bereshis, mispalga mitachtov, split from underneath this tree. Umatam, where's the pasuk that substantiates this? It says v'ha in Tehillim v'ha ke'et shasa al palgei mayim. The pasuk says, he shall be like a tree deeply rooted alongside brooks of water. So we understand that this tree that the pasuk in Tehillim is referring to is the tree of the Etz HaChaim, and it's saying that the palgei mayim, the brooks of water that split from underneath the tree, include all brooks of water, all Mebereshis, all of the Mayim which was created. And we'll continue with Tani Eitz Chaim, Echer Mishishim Lagan. We'll continue with that line in next year.